Poslušate SBS Slovenije. Prisluhnite še drugim zanimivim zgodbam na sbs.com.au/Slovenije.
Spoštovane poslušalke in dragi poslušalci, pred parimi tedni sem se pogovarjal z novim predsednikom slovenskega društva Melbourne, gospodom Polom Belcem, in takrat sva se veliko pogovarjala o letošnjem velikem praznovanju 65. obletnice delovanja tega društva. Praznovanje bo v soboto 23. novembra letos. In za to priložnost sem ponovno povabil predsednika, da nam več spregovori, kako bodo praznovali, in ga sedaj lepo pozdravljam v naši slovenski oddaji. Paul, dobrodošel v naši slovenski oddaji na Radio SBS. Welcome to the Slovenian program on SBS Radio for your second interview.
Thank you, Lenti. Thank you for the opportunity.
And how are we going to be celebrating this massive anniversary, 65 years of the Slovenian Association Melbourne?
We're going to have a whole day festival. Unlike days in the past where we had bigger crowds and we used to split it up of a dance of a night time and then following day you would have a picnic or, you know, a gathering. This year we're going to split it up over the whole day. So we're going to start with a long lunch to start with. This is sort of geared mainly towards, you know, honourable members, dignitaries, all our older sort of members. It's not a real formal gathering, but it's a long lunch where we can sit down. We'll have music playing. We'll have slideshows playing in the background. We'll do the few little speeches that we have to do on these occasions, but it will be more of a formal lunch. So that's geared more towards probably the first generation of Slovenians, you know, our older members. Then we'll move into around 3 o'clock into our wine and small goods exhibition, where everyone's welcome to come up and exhibit and try, wines and small goods, and then put your feedback in and they will be judged. We'll be presenting first, second, third prize for both red, white, rosé, and then for small goods. So that will be in the middle of the festivities. Alongside that, running parallel to that, the museum will be open. So we'll have two ladies in the museum showing some of our old heritage, some of our old memorabilia, you know, just to remember where we came from. You know, all that sort of the great stuff from when we were, when you and I were young, but, you know, when the whole club was younger. And then around 6 o'clock, we're going to transition into a nighttime event. The nighttime event will be really everyone's welcome, and you know, I don't want to categorize, but that's more for the second generation. I really like to everyone to put the word out there, even parents, you know, tell the younger ones, come up. We've just organized to have a smoker and barbecue up there, so we'll be doing things like pulled pork, kransky, chavachichi, you know, so there will be food on board. There's music again, a two-piece band playing, you know, all night. That'll be a great time for the young ones to get together and have some fun. You know, like, we catch up too many times at negative times. We want to have fun times. So I want everyone up there and have a really good time. So, yeah, that's sort of our program for the whole day. So we're starting at lunchtime, or 12 o'clock is our kickoff for the lunch. And really, there's no end time. You know, if we run into midnight or 1 in the morning, I'll be stoked.
Sounds fantastic. Catering for all generations, first, second and third generation, even the fourth generation, a little bit of everything. And it seems like it's going to be a very informal event in many ways as well. And Paul, it really is fantastic that so many younger people, members of the second and third generations, are involved at the Slovenian Association Melbourne in the committee organising this milestone event. 65 years, it's just fabulous. You should all be very proud as members and us as friends of the association as well.
Well, it's amazing when you put the word out there. I'm surprised, you know, like you put the word out there and lunch all covered and that, and all I've done was asked some very well-known members of the club during the week, you know, I want to do something for the night time. And they came up last night to the meeting and discussed with us, listen, we've got a smoker and we've got and I'll be honest with you, we've got an Argentinian barbecue, which was named in honour of one of our past presidents, Dan Pensa. They're happy to come up and do that for the night. So as soon as you put the word out, I am so surprised. You know, you've got second and third generations just putting their hands up saying, let's be part of this. So I really want it to be a festive time, a fun time. We've all grown up there. Let's talk about it and have some fun.
Sounds fantastic. Paul, thank you for taking the opportunity to chat with us today here on the Slovenian program on SBS Radio. And we wish you, the committee, the members and friends of the Slovenian Association in Melbourne, a very successful event, a very happy celebration of the 65th anniversary of the club. Paul, najlepša hvala da si se nam pridružil tukaj v naši slovenski oddaji na Radio SBS in želimo vam veliko uspeha pri tem velikem praznovanju 65. obletnice delovanja Slovenskega društva Melbourne. Thank you in hvala lepa.
Hvala lenti. Please just put the word out. Let's have the more the merrier. We'll have a great time. Just keep that date, the 23rd of November, free. You know, like I said, you're welcome to the lunch, to the dinner. Just everyone needs to be there so we have a really, really great time. Thank you again, Lenti.
Všečkaj, deli, komentiraj. Spremljaj SBS Slovenijo na Facebooku.